Specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road. And find Heirloom Jewelers on Facebook.
We have a news network. I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. The Montgomery Regional Airport had an 11% increase in passengers last year. That comes out to about 34,000 more travelers. Airport officials say they're now looking into flights to and from the West Coast. First Baptist Church of Wetumpka, which was damaged in last month's tornado, is returning a $25,000 donation. Wind Creek Casino made the donation, but church members decided to give the money back because they don't support gambling. And six rural hospitals in Alabama have closed during the last 8 years. Alabama Hospital Association President Don Williamson says he is concerned that additional hospitals will close because of financial pressures. Earlier this week, Georgiana Regional Medical Center announced it is closing. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACV Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
When severe weather threatens, you need the most experienced and trusted names in weather.
This is a dangerous storm located
That's
here.
Why Blue Water Broadcasting's Rich Thomas Weather Network and the Alabama News Network have teamed up to bring you the most comprehensive weather coverage in the river region.
Horses have been evacuated, so people are in
the
in
river region's most experienced meteorologist, Rich Thomas.
And moving northeast at 50.
Along with Shane Butler's decades of experience, the two most trusted names in weather, together on the Alabama News Network and all Blue Water radio stations.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need.
I don't mean to be so uptight, but my heart's been hurt a couple times by a couple guys that didn't treat me right. I ain't gonna lie, I ain't gonna lie.
Alexa, play Meant to Be on Amazon Music.
Okay.
If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be. If it's meant to be.
Get access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
New appliances can do wonders for a kitchen. Right now at the Home Depot, they'll also do wonders for a kitchen budget with up to 30% off appliance special buys. Like the 4-piece stainless steel Samsung kitchen suite. Over 2,000 off a fridge, gas range, microwave, dishwasher. All at once, just in time for dinner. Up to 30% off appliance special buys now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only while supplies last. See store for details. Electric range available at extra cost. Valid through February 27th.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Betrayal of trust, putting national security at risk.
Monica Witt disclosed the mission of a Department of Defense classified program.
An international conference underway in Poland to discuss tensions in the Middle East.
The U.S. is hoping to increase pressure on Iran.
The head of the federal government's disaster response resigned. Brock Long's 2 years at FEMA included 6 major hurricanes and multiple wildfires.
Things just got monumentally worse for the president's former campaign chair. There's a chance Paul Manafort could spend the rest of his life in prison. He lied to the FBI and the grand jury.
A record 7 million Americans are at least 90 days behind on car loan payments.
President Trump signaling he could soon sign a compromise bill to keep the government open.
We'll be getting it. We'll be looking for landmines because you could have that.
15 years after the Mars rover Opportunity launch, the mission has finally ended.
It transformed our understanding of our planet.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News on 93.1 FM. Dan Morris Show on Thursday. Thumbs up Thursday. See a law enforcement officer, give him a big thumbs up. First time callers need to let Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market $50 gift card. $50 gift card from Fresh Market. By the way, if you're looking for flowers, they have the heart-shaped steak at Fresh Market for your little Valentine. But they have great flowers, particularly the orchids are just wonderful there. Take advantage of that, and then you can pick up a really good bottle of wine and things like that. So take advantage of Fresh Market. Really like the people there. went by yesterday and saw them, and they are getting ready for Valentine's Day. Also, any caller can get in on the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. What's in that gift basket? $60 worth of fun stuff you put in there from Sweet Creek Farm Market. You can be the Dick Brubaker All Ice Cream All the Time, or the Dan Morris Potpourri of the Cuban Sandwich and peppers and jellies and salsa. Ooh, I love their tailgate salsa out there. But take advantage of it. Call, give us a call. Get in. We're going to do that drawing tomorrow. It's going to be a fun thing. Okay, let's pick up on some other things here, the taking with the subject. Catherine Herridge is going to be talking about the McCabe situation. Now, this is the setup, and it's going to talk about the Trump tweet.
Moments ago, the president sounding off on Twitter as Mr. McCabe revealing new details about the investigation in the early stages into President Trump, telling 60 Minutes that he opened the probe, and he also says the Justice Department held discussions about removing the president from office under the 25th Amendment.
The president tweeting, quote, disgraced FBI acting director Andrew McCabe pretends to be a, quote, poor little angel, when in fact he was a big part of the crooked Hillary scandal and the Russia hoax. A puppet for Leak and James Comey, IG report on McCabe was devastating. Part of insurance policy in case I won.
So he continued, many of the top FBI brass were fired, forced to leave, or left. McCabe's wife received big dollars from Clinton people for her campaign. He gave Hillary a pass. McCabe is a disgrace to the FBI and a disgrace to our country. Make America great again. End of a long tweet.
So I wanted to play that separately because this is Catherine Herridge, and you know, I have a lot of respect for her. I think she's very, very good at what she does. And so I want to set up with that tweet. Now Catherine Herridge is going to be talking about McCabe in the interview.
Fox News first reported in October that FBI General Counsel James Baker told House investigators that McCabe said Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein was serious about recording the president and invoking the 25th Amendment. Promoting his new book, McCabe confirms those May 2017 discussions and more to CBS News. Until now, Rosenstein and those close to the Deputy Attorney General have said his comments were sarcastic, but this has been at odds with testimony from Baker under oath, and even more so now with McCabe's 60 Minutes interview. Rosenstein has resisted calls to come to Capitol Hill to clear up the conflict. McCabe also confirms what has been widely reported, that after FBI Director James Comey was fired by the president in May 2017, there were two investigations, one into obstruction of justice for the firing, and the other a counterintelligence case into alleged coordination between the Trump campaign and Moscow.
I was very concerned that I was able to put the Russia case on absolutely solid ground in an indelible fashion, that were I removed quickly or reassigned or fired, that the case could not be closed or vanish in the night without a trace. I wanted to make sure that our case was on solid ground.
An investigative source told Fox News McCabe was fired last March for committing three violations of the FBI's ethics code. They included lack of candor under oath, lack of candor not under oath, and the improper disclosure of non-public information to the media about the FBI's investigation into the Clinton Foundation. McCabe's case is now with the U.S. attorney here in Washington, D.C.
That was an interesting case with the U.S. attorney there in Washington, D.C. So now Catherine Herridge is going to be talking about the DOJ response to this whole thing.
Catherine, what's the DOJ's response?
Well, in the last few minutes, this statement was issued by the Justice Department, and it says Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein never authorized a recording or invoking of the 25th Amendment. But on its face, that does stop short of denying that these issues were ever discussed. It reads in part, the Deputy Attorney General never authorized any recording that Mr. McKay references, as the Deputy Attorney General previously has stated, based on his personal dealings with the president, there is no basis to invoke the 25th Amendment, nor was the Deputy Attorney General or DAG in a position to consider invoking the 25th Amendment. And that will certainly not be the last we hear of this story.
I mean, the Deputy Attorney General doesn't have anything to do with the 25th Amendment. I mean, it doesn't, unless he's going to be the organizer to try to get him to do something about it. The first thing you need to do is go to a cabinet officer and see what they thought about it. And this is only talked among themselves. But it sounded like a plan. It sounded like a plot to me. So let's go to Jess Napolitano talking about this cut number three, I believe. Yeah. This isn't it.
Don't you think, Judge, the fact that, you know, if we are coming to a conclusion with the Mueller stuff, and if it turns out there is no collusion with Russia, which we heard from Burr a couple of days ago, there is none, aren't people going to just go, okay, I heard the Democrats say for 2 years there was, now there's not, now I've got Russia collusion fatigue syndrome.
That's why, you know how Reagan, when he had dealt with Democratic Congresses, when Congresses would go over their heads to the people? That's what the president needs to do.
What happened with Paul Manafort yesterday? They found that he his deal blew up because he wasn't being candid with the Mueller investigation.
Here's what they did with Paul Manafort. I never heard of this before. They had him testify before the same grand jury that indicted him. And then a federal judge found that he lied to that grand jury. This tells me that...
Not on all counts, though, right?
No. Of the five alleged lies, she found that he committed three. This tells me, A, he's exposed to more than 20 years in jail. That is so much jail time, he might very well be a candidate for a pardon, and the public might accept the pardon. It also tells me, B, Mueller is still on the hunt.
So, Mueller's still on the hunt.
Right.
Now, let me go back to the first cut of Judge Napolitano, and he's going to be talking about the Democrats getting Trump's tax returns. Listen in.
The Senate Intel Committee finding no evidence of collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia, despite 2 years and some 200 interviews. Although, the Senate hasn't actually wrapped it all up yet. But that's not stopping House Democrats from their plan to aggressively ramp up Trump-related investigations.
The American people have a right to know, indeed have a need to know, that their president is acting on their behalf and not for some pecuniary or other reason. That pertains to any credible allegations of leverage by the Russians.
Okay, here's the reaction of Andrew Napolitano. Judge, I saw that yesterday some top Republicans in the House are calling on Democrats to explain why they have hired these anti-Trump consultants on the taxpayer dime. Clearly, they're looking at trying to make this as uncomfortable a 2 years for the president as possible.
You're exactly right. They believe, and I've spoken to so many Democrats, even some of our colleagues here, they believe that there's a substantial part of their constituency that wants them to drive Donald Trump crazy, irrespective of the outcome in 2020. So in doing a little research, I didn't know this statute existed, I have to tell you. How can they possibly get his tax returns? The chair of the Senate Finance Committee and the chair of the corresponding House Committee can send a letter to the Secretary of the Treasury and get anybody's tax
returns. You're not going to get that from the Senate.
We're not going to get it from the Senate. We're talking about the statute allows each side to do it. The Democrats are the ones that are going to do this. Why would they want to publicize private information? Information that there are many, many, many statutes that keep it private. They can do this to you, they can do it to me.
Donald Trump doesn't pay taxes.
Correct.
Okay, now, there's a little confusion in there. He made it sound like you had to have both the Senate and the House. And that's what Brian Kilmeade thought. But it could be either the chairman of the House or the Senate Committee on Taxation. They could do that. So the Dems would definitely do that. So now we're kind of getting into the second part of this, that the Democrats are going to be searching for a crime, and they're going to just investigate the heck out of Donald Trump. And I agree with them that when you use the Reagan formula of going out to the public and talking to them.
And the president says this is harassment, is it?
It is a form of harassment, but there's nothing anybody can do about it. This is just the way the Democrats are. When will this stop? When public sentiment has said enough is enough. If the public's behind this, the Democrats can go.
Well, instead of being on defense, is there something he can do to be on offense?
You know the types of rallies that he holds? That's probably what he ought to do. Build up public resistance to it is the best he can do, because under the Constitution and under the statutes, they do have the authority to do this. I think it's profoundly unwise. When they said to me, what do you think we should do? I said, compromise with the president and legislate. Oh, no, we have to investigate, legislate.
But here's what bothers me. Fast and Furious was an issue. Iran-Contra was an issue. Valerie Plame, seven words, uranium, they were an issue.
Yeah, what's the issue here?
Now they're being in search of an issue. There's got to be something that he has done in the 80s 80s and 90s and 2000s that's affecting who he favors and doesn't favor on the world stage. That is not okay.
I agree with you, but there are apparently, in the minds of the Congressman Schiff and his colleagues, such a voracious appetite for this amongst Democrats, Democratic base, that they want to feed it. So the president is beefing up the White House legal counsel with some very, very smart and experienced people.
He is.
Yes, he is. As of this afternoon, I believe, he'll have a very, very fine, experienced attorney general running the 90,000 people in the DOJ, William Barr. You may actually see some substantial resistance on the part of the White House.
Substantial resistance. And I'm thinking Barr is going to be a very good move in here. I think he, particularly if he picks up the reins in this thing, and I assume the first meeting he's going to, one of the first meetings he's going to have is meeting with Mueller and meeting with the IG.
Yes.
Because there are a lot of balls that are up in the air. Newsround 93.1, Dan Moore Show, we're going to be back right after this.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Baby, I need your love. Although you're never near, your voice I often hear. Another day, another night, I long to hold you tight. Cause I
carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Meet Bob, average everyday type guy. Just like anyone else, Bob loves his new smart home.
Hello, Bob.
But lately, Bob's been having some issues with the electricity in his home, handling all his new smart devices.
I'm afraid I can't do that, Bob.
Luckily, Bob knows he can call Mr. Electric for electrical repairs, upgrades, and installations. Plus, with Mr. Electric, you get a home safety checkup free with every call. So you can make sure that your electrical system is keeping up with all those cool gadgets. Visit us at Mr. Electric of Montgomery or give us a call today. Trust your family's safety to the experts at Mr. Electric of Montgomery, where
we're doing great. We're Mr. Electric. We have the power to make things better.
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1, WACV.
Kevin Nunes is going to weigh in on this issue, and they didn't have, this was at the kind of the end of the show, and something happened where they were running out of time, but he's going to be talking about, was this an overthrow?
That there was a discussion underway about removing the President of the United States.
They were counting noses. They were not asking cabinet members whether they would vote for or against removing the President, but they were speculating this person would be with us, that person would not be, and they were counting noses in that effort. Mm-hmm. It was also said at a previous time that the Deputy Attorney General, Rod Rosenstein, offered to wear a wire. A statement was released after that that was never serious, it was sarcastic, etc. McCabe, in our interview, says no. It came up more than once, and it was so serious that he took it to the lawyers at the FBI to discuss it.
Congressman Devin Nunes joins us right now for a quick segment from Statuary Hall. Congressman, what do you make of these revelations by Mr. McCain?
Well, I'd always be a little bit nervous about somebody who's hawking a book, but the first takeaway is that you now know that the deputy director of the FBI was relying on Democratic paid-for dirt that came from Russians to investigate another candidate in a political party for doing what? For supposedly colluding with Russians. It's absolutely absurd. I haven't seen the whole interview, I haven't read the book, but that's my first takeaway.
Was this, in your mind, was, were they trying to overthrow the government? Was this a coup?
Well, look, they opened up a counterintelligence investigation into a political party based on dirt and opposition research from another political party. It's something that we never should do in this country. Every American should be outraged by this, but this has been buried by the mainstream media for years now. I mean, this has gone on for 2 years.
Right.
It's absolutely absurd, and now you have people out hawking books on the thing.
They are. And I'm kind of amazed that they, I guess they took the book deal because it's such a salacious story that he's talking about. I mean, this guy, he got fired for not telling the truth. He got fired for being deceptive. And when he says it was talked about many times, was it talked about by Rosenstein many a time? Or was it talked about his group many a time? And see, that's what happens is they parse these words so they can kind of represent it a little bit differently. Now Nunes is going to be talking about the scope memo, and the scope memo means the scope of the investigation of Mueller. What is his parameters?
Why would he throw Rosenstein under the bus? Why would he say he was lying, he was wearing a wire, and we talked about it several times?
Look, we've tried to bring Rod Rosenstein before Congress so that he could be under oath to answer these questions. So we only know what's been leaked to the press. So you've got a he said, she said in this case. But look, any talk of the 25th Amendment is outrageous. Mm-hmm. And I want to go back to that scope memo. What is this investigation all about? Right. What is Mueller actually looking at? If he's looking at information that was based on that dossier, remember, we have not seen what Mueller's actually looking at. It's a big problem.
It is a big problem if he's using that. But again, I don't think he is. I think what he did is he discounted it. And if there was anything out there, something would have already happened here. So I'm not sure where we're going on that little piece of information here. So now let's start kind of breaking down into the deal here. Nancy Cord is going to be talking about the, from CBS, talking about the deal that was done on the wall.
Congress plans to vote later today on a bipartisan compromise budget bill that will prevent another partial government shutdown. White House officials believe President Trump will sign it, even though it doesn't give him the money to build a border wall. The president indicated yesterday he will find another way to build it.
As we review the new proposal from Congress, I can promise you this. I will never waver from my sacred duty to defend this nation and its people. We will get the job done. The wall is very, very on its way.
Nancy Cordes is on Capitol Hill, rather, where the final plan was revealed overnight.
And that final plan is expected to get overwhelming support when it goes up for a vote in the House and Senate today. No one wants to see another shutdown, and they want to send a powerful message to the president that he should sign this bill, even if it doesn't contain everything that he wanted. The bill does give the Department of Homeland Security roughly $25 billion for border security funding in 2019. That's a modest increase from 2018. Included is nearly $1.4 billion for physical barriers, 55 new miles of fencing along the border. Now that fence, which some Republicans are calling a wall, will be steel packed with concrete, 30 feet tall in some areas, 18 feet tall in others. And one thing that won't be in the bill is a measure that was proposed by Democrats at the last minute to provide back pay to federal contractors affected by the government shutdown. The White House signaled that the president will sign the bill, and he has said repeatedly, Nora, that he'll find the rest of the money he wanted somewhere else.
Excuse me. Choking here. Choking. News Zone 93.1. Dan Mora Show will be back right after this.
Dan Morris Show. Get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes. Three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on Newstalk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and I'm here to set the record straight. Long gone are the days of having to put down huge sums of money to purchase your very own home. For the veterans listening, a VA home loan is the way to go. No money down, and for those who are looking to purchase in rural areas, including the cities of Wetumpka, Deatsville, and Tallahassee, there are 100% financing options available. You heard me right, 100% financing. That's no, zip, zero money down. We at Alabama Home Mortgage also offer home purchase loans with as little as 3% down. Wait no longer. It's time to make the call to change it all. Take your first step towards home ownership by getting pre-approved for an Alabama home mortgage today. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223 or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama home mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. There's a new Attorney General of the United States. The Senate just confirming William Barr. He replaces Jeff Sessions. He was forced to resign in November. Barr served as Attorney General once before during the George H.W. Bush administration. There was a moment of silence at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland and other schools in Florida today, marking 1 year since the murder of 17 people there. School Superintendent Robert Runcie.
The impact of this horrific event has been monumental. In its scope and its reach across this county, this state, and throughout this nation.
There was early dismissal at school today with students encouraged to take part in service projects in honor of the victims. Detectives in Chicago are interviewing two people of interest about an alleged hate crime attack on the Empire actor Jussie Smollett last month. He says two men jumped him and put a rope around his neck. This is Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have a pretty nice Valentine's Day forecast. A sun and cloud mix. A lot of high clouds out there, but sunshine is filtering through. High temperature, I think, will make it into the upper 60s. For tonight, mostly cloudy. Overnight, low 51. Tomorrow, can't rule out an isolated shower somewhere in the area. Mild, 70 for a high. Then scattered showers Friday night into Saturday with a high around 71. Low to mid-70s Sunday with scattered showers and thunderstorms. It's not going to rain all the time. It's not going to ruin your weekend. And more rain as we get into the early part of next week. I know. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Can you imagine a checking account which saves you money, even earns you money? At Prime South Bank, you'll find just that. A checking account with no monthly fees, which earns interest on larger deposits and can automatically put money into your savings account. Now that's an account worth switching for. Prime South Bank, with locations in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Okay, boys and girls, let's go to the phones. Let's go to Dave. Dave, welcome aboard the Demo Show.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. My batteries are about to run dead, so if I drop off the mid-sentence, you'll know what happened.
You
first,
got it.
Happy birthday.
Thank you very much.
So, how old are you now?
You think I'm going to tell you? 65.
Well, I could ask, when did you graduate from high school, but okay. And then the second point, I guess, I had was, y'all were talking about treason and whether or not it was. I think sedition might be what you're looking for.
Sedition, right. That's exactly it.
That they're
exactly
involved in.
Very good.
And I don't know why no one has brought that up. That seems to be a term that's not used very much, but to me that's exactly what they were doing, was they're trying to overthrow government.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other point I had was I think we're still kind of getting lost in the whole left-right liberal conservative. I don't think the divide right now is that. I think that's why they hate Trump so much, is he's brought out the dirty little secret about the globalists, that they are not the warm, cuddly people that they presented themselves to be for a number of years, and that if they're not going to get their way, they're not going to go quietly, and they're being exposed in both parties.
Well, I'll tell you something. I think we overuse the globalist terminology. I think this is a group of people, this elitist that feels that they know what's best for this country, and Donald Trump wasn't the best for this country in their opinion, and so they were trying to unwind. They were trying to unwind that. When I hear globalist, that's somebody who wants America and everybody on the globe to all be interconnected, and
right. Well, that's how I'm meaning it.
Okay, yeah, I think what McCabe did was strictly, he didn't like the outcome of the election and wanted to do something about it.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes sense, too, that he's just not. But again, the fact that he would do that and that he could get by with it, it should really bother, I think, a lot of people.
Well, and if you look at what they did, Dave, is that they set it up that way. In other words, and this is what I don't know about Rosenstein. I don't know if Rosenstein has clean hands or not. But Rosenstein is the one that did Mueller. Somebody had to kind of talk him into that, I think. And, you know, now's the time. And the question was, what was the influence of McCabe on Rosenstein? And because if McCabe was influencing Rosenstein, and he didn't know what McCabe's ambition was or his motivation was, then he probably screwed up and got McCabe exactly what he wanted, and that was Mueller.
Right.
And so my problem with this is that the whole Russia narrative has been going on since July of 2016. And it came to fruition big time in the May of 2017. And it happened because McCabe's good friend, James Comey, got fired. And he looked at that as such an heinous act that he must be working with the Russians. I think that's the only evidence that he could say is, why would he have fired my good friend James Comey if the Russians weren't involved in it? And the problem is that James Comey certainly didn't have clean hands.
Right. Yeah, his firing, I thought he should have been fired way sooner. So, you know, I don't understand. They're being upset with his firing was because he was just not doing his job well.
Yeah, and the way he handled the Hillary Clinton thing, the way he didn't handle it also, and then the whole dossier and doing the briefing. I mean, I think James Comey is going to end up to be very dirty out of this whole thing. The leaking of the memo to the professor, all of that.
Oh, yeah. It's just a big mess. But hopefully enough people will start finding this stuff out. And like you're saying, people start, calling into their representative saying, hey, why are we allowing this to keep going on?
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
So you have caught the ear of a couple of listeners who are also having to be good friends. They asked, can you tell us a little bit about yourself, Dave?
Yeah, what would you like to know?
What's your background, for example? Do you currently work, or are you retired, or what?
Yeah, I'm currently working. I actually work for a state agency, and I have a degree in civil engineering.
Oh, okay. So
I grew up outside of Alabama.
Does that translate to DOT?
Yes, it does.
Okay. Where are you from originally?
Originally, I'm from Texas, but I grew up and lived in Anchorage, Alaska, most all my life.
Yeah, you have that Anchorage, Alaska accent. What part of Texas did you grow up in?
I was just born there. I lived there for like the first year of my life, and my folks took me to Alaska.
So military family?
It was military. I was actually born in a place called up just a little north of Dallas-Fort Worth.
Okay. Well, some people were kind of going like, Dave doesn't sound like he's from here and sounds really smart and he sounds pretty plugged in. So that's why I wanted to ask you. Since you told me you're an engineer, that kind of makes a lot more sense. You have that kind of engineer mind.
Oh, okay. Well,
that's a good thing, Dave.
Yeah, well, although not being from here doesn't necessarily make you smart, so.
No. I wasn't implying that at all. I'm not saying all that to Montgomery. It's just that they noticed that I should have put a comma in there. They noticed that you were smart. Didn't feel that you were from here, but I'm not equating those two things together at all.
So I haven't picked the accent up yet.
No. How long have you been here?
About 13 years.
Oh, man, you're almost a native.
So I catch myself occasionally saying things and going, that kind of sounds like an Alabama accent coming out, but I'm only hearing it from inside my head, so I don't know how it actually sounds on the outside.
you don't have an Alabama accent. And I try not to have one. Being in radio, I always went for a neutral voice. So I try not to have that accent.
Right. Well, I didn't think I had an accent, but my relatives, whenever I'd come down and visit, they'd always ask why I talk so funny. And then I got to listening, it's like, yeah, I guess we do have an accent over on that side of the country, but it's really subtle.
Yeah. Dave, enjoy talking to you. Thanks for sharing that information.
Okay, thank you. And I'm surprised my phone has lasted this long. So you have a good day. And again, happy birthday.
Thank you very much. Excuse me, 272-9228. You were just listening to Nancy Cordes talking about the deal that they're pulling together here. And Kobach, who's the former Secretary of State of Kansas, I believe, he is going to be talking about something that I think you're going to find interesting. And that is the piece of legislation. All of a sudden, 1,000 pages come out. 1,000 pages, a lot of legislation. That's a lot of bills. You probably don't need 1,000 pages. And what normally when you're doing a 1,000-page bill, you're trying to hide stuff in there. And the Trump people are kind of going through it right now to try to read it. And what they do when they're doing this, the Senate's probably going to take it up first, but you get a city, you get a chair, which is probably Richard Shelby, and he's got a big staff for appropriations, and they take that bill and they divide it up into pieces. They'll give one person the first 40 pages, the next person the next 40 pages, and they divide it up, and then they read it, and then they talk to the next person who is the 40 behind them, the 40 behind them, 40 behind them. It's really kind of a cool way of doing it. And then the White House is kind of doing a similar thing. I assume they are. This is what we did. And it's a method. But there may be poison pills that are put in here. And he's going to go through what poison pills that he's looking for that could possibly kill the deal. Let's listen in.
We'll be getting it. We'll be looking for landmines because you could have that. I don't want to see a shutdown. Shutdown would be a terrible thing. I think a point was made with the last shutdown. People realized how bad the border is, how unsafe the border is.
President Trump says he wants to avoid a shutdown. I believe him as his team looks over the bipartisan border agreement. It was unveiled officially last night.
Guest says Democrats may have buried poison pills in the 1,100-page bill. Now to explain, we've got former Kansas Secretary of State Chris Kobach joining us from D.C. Chris, how bad would the poison pill have to be for the president not to sign it?
Well, I can name at least three poison pills that would justify vetoing the bill.
Okay.
And we know the Democrats have been interested in inserting these pills, and you can do it with just a couple of words. The biggest one is when it says $1.375 billion, if it says no more than or only $1.375, that would take away the president's authority that exists in other laws to spend Defense Department money and other money on building
defense. To reprogram.
Right. That would take away his reprogramming authority in other areas. Mm. Another poison pill we know the Democrats have been wanting is they want to redefine asylum to say if you suffer from domestic violence or if you suffer from gang violence, that qualifies you from asylum. Now, right now, that's not the law. But if they insert one sentence saying that, that suddenly becomes the law.
Okay, so, and this is an important factor here. So you can do these little nuanced language. So it says you can spend no more than that's going to lock him out of bringing in these other monies that are there. And are there broad instructions that are there that are talking about a micro issue? Then that can be very dangerous also. But Kobach is pretty good at this. I like the way he thinks. Let's listen in.
I know they want things like back pay for contractors who weren't there, and they want an extension in funding for the Violence Against Women Act, which wouldn't seem to have anything to do with border protection
right.
or homeland security.
Right, and the president has said he doesn't want those. And then there's a third poison pill relating to immigration, and that is when they talk about bed space, if the way they phrase it is a hard cap, again, no more than X dollars spent on
deal or no deal, will he or won't.
Which, in effect, if that is in there, would mean we have a catch-and-release policy in law, because then every other person after that has to be released.
Because it was a bipartisan conference committee, you got to figure if the Democrats are putting poison pills in there, the Republicans are, too.
Man. Not necessarily, because the Republicans haven't made clear that there's any special element that they want in this bill. Republicans have just been saying, look, give us the funding for the departments and the funding for the barrier. It's possible in theory, but based on past experience, I think it's unlikely. And reading the other thing that's really ridiculous is that normally there's a 72 hours for every member of Congress to read the bill. They waived that, so everybody's going to be scrambling, looking for a couple of words here or there. It's the epitome of bad law. Making. Remember when Nancy Pelosi said about Obamacare, we'll pass it, then we'll read it later and find out what we just passed. That's right. What we're looking at doing here.
House staff.
Let's go to the phones and go to Red Top. Red Top, welcome aboard the Dan Barr Show on a Thursday.
Hey, guys. Oh, turned out to be a nice day. Spring is springing, guys.
You just wait. It's going to change over again.
Oh, I know, but the trees know a lot better than we do. And, you know, isn't it amazing? These godless people praying for Donald Trump to sign the bill. That's an insult. I hope God is taking notice. And another provision of this deal is that he is not supposedly allowed to use any new designs for fencing, so the new border the steel slabs could not be used because it is free. The design for, God, is it 2 years ago or 4 years ago?
You're talking about the Trump designs?
Yes. According to some of the language in the bill, he won't be able to use it. He does not need to sign this thing. And I'm, again, disappointed in the Republicans and glad I am not one, because it's a massive cave. And coming up with 1,100-page bill, 24 hours before to sign it, that's enough reason not to do it alone, don't you guys think?
Well, a couple of things here, Red Top. Number one, the slats that you've seen the picture of, that would work in... that's already been approved, so you don't have to do the walls that you see down in San Diego from 2 years ago, whenever it was. But I think so long he can get the money and shift it from other places, and they haven't done anything to block that, I think what he should do is sign it. And so long that the bid space isn't a problem, so long it's not going to cap him on things, and also so long it's not going to cap him on the amount of miles that he can do and he can get money from elsewhere, sign it and let's move on.
Well, yesterday I was leaning towards feeling good about it, but now I just think if these provisions are in there, how's anybody going to know? Nobody's. Can't he just say, I'm not
going to
sign anything I can't read? So,
well, he's got staff.
Possibility?
They've got staff that's doing that. And so what basically, like, hopefully you heard me explain this, what they'll do is they'll take a group of people and they'll take the bill and they'll take the first, and I'm going to use a number because it depends on how many staff members are there. But let's say you've got some really sharp elite staff and 1,000 pages, and you give person number one, 100 pages, person number two, the next 100, person number three, the next, until you have those top 10 people have this. And then the first 100 guy consults with the second 100 guy, second 100 guy consults with the third, and they've marked it up. They've looked at all the time. For example, they'll mark the time, the number of times that the word thy shall versus thy must, and they'll mark those numbers, the number of times that's used. And they'll look at the reference of it. I mean, the guys who read over these bills are really good at what they do. And it's not the principles, it's staff. Yeah, it is. I have watched them do this back during my day, and it is very impressive. And they did the same thing at the White House.
As I always say, it's always extremely, we're lucky to have a guy who's been inside. So, I appreciate that very much, and that puts a different light on the situation, because the impression the general public gets is this stuff, nobody reads it. And they actually come out and say that, but hopefully the president will. I'm sure he's a smart enough man to do that if he has the mechanics to do it, and it seems like he does.
Yeah, he said that I've got people that are looking over for landmines, and so I'm assuming that he's using... what they do is they go in the Roosevelt Room, or they go over to OEOB and they go to the big conference room over there, and they sit around and they divide it up, and they're typing in notes, and then they're sharing the information, and then they do a talk about on it.
Wow, I really think they need to call in the bomb squad if they're looking for landmines, because I have a feeling there's a lot of them. So I hope it's not. And the stuff with the stroke and all them is beyond belief. So I'm listening very good. Thanks for the great information, as usual, guys.
Thank you. We're at Top News Talk 93.1. Dan Moore Show. We're going to be back right after this.
The Dan Moore Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
voice to liberty in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I keep
from our super secret studios at a super cool radio station near you, it's the Health and Wealth Show. Now here's your host, the money man with the money plan, it's David Ernest.
Hello, this is David Ernest inviting you to Folklorelli's Pizza every Thursday night starting at 6:30 p.m. You will be able to sit down with me and Rusty and talk about anything you want to talk about. All you've got to say is the magic words, let's eat.
I think it's great that if they come out to Folcarelli's Pizza on Thursday nights at 6:30, they get 40% off. Don't forget the Health and Wealth Show weekday evenings at 7 here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. The Dan Morris Show.
The night we met, I knew I needed you so. And if I had the chance.
272-9228, that's where we are. Did I say that? Yep. Here, remind folks, this hour brought to you by Brubaker Motors. It's a better buy at Brubaker. Go by and see Dick Brubaker down in Wickard. Tell them you're a Dan Morris Show listener. You're looking for a brand new truck? They've got them at Brubaker Motors. Brand new cars? Yep, they got those too. They're making deals, so take advantage of it. Why? Because it's a better buy at Brubaker. Let's go to the phones and let's go to Clint. Clint, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show on a Thursday. Thumbs up Thursday.
That's right. Good day, sir, and you enjoy.
How are you?
I'm doing good. Hey, this bill, does the bill originate from the Senate and go to the House or the House to the Senate?
Well, if it's a budget bill, it's supposed to be from the House, but I think what they're going to do is they're going to strip a bill in the Senate that came from the House and vote on it there first and then send it to the House.
Okay. Well, if it's a good bill, I hope the president signs it.
Yeah, it's just a question. It's just like the piece that I played. That's why I played it for you guys. You know, if they're putting in poison pills, you really don't want it, because if it starts locking Trump in and he cannot do some of the things that I think he should do and he wants to do, then we're back to square one.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen with him. But happy birthday, sir.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that an awful lot.
And I hope you get a good Valentine when you get home.
I appreciate that very, very much, Clint. Thank you so much.
All right, you guys have a great day, and thank you and Joey for doing what you do.
I appreciate that. We enjoy it. Don't we enjoy it, Joey?
Indeed.
All right, have a good one.
Thanks, Clint. Appreciate you. You know, we were talking about Congressman Omar a little while ago. She got into it with Elliot Abrams, and this is the feud that they were having, kind of isolated. It's not the full thing. There was a lot more to it. I knew Elliot Abrams. He when I did the Central and South America trips, he was a part of that because that was his expertise. This is the lady from Minnesota, the Muslim. Let's listen in.
I fail to understand why members of this committee or the American people should find any testimony that you give today to be truthful.
If I can respond to that.
It wasn't a question. I reserve the right to my time. Yes or no, do you think that massacre was a fabulous achievement that happened under our watch?
That is a ridiculous question, and I
yes or no?
No.
I I will take that as a yes.
I am not going to respond to that kind of personal attack, which is not a question.
I can't believe this lady's on the Foreign Affairs Committee. And we're talking about a lady that's got an agenda, a member of Congress has got an agenda that's way out from the Democrats in general. Usually what they'll do is they'll bring in the Democrats on the Foreign Affairs that are more centered and kind of see things similar to the other members that are there. Let's go to the phones and go to Tom. Tom, welcome aboard.
Hey, happy birthday, buddy.
Well, thank you very much, Tom. I appreciate that.
I'm saying, hey, it must be good to be 49.
I know, man. I mean, it's getting better every year.
Oh, I'm telling you, but anyway, you're leaving at 3, right?
I'm leaving at 3.
Well, the reason I want to say this, look, some friends was sending somebody down there, and Julie needs to tell this girl, her name is Dan, because I know you've been, and that's all he's got to do, because she's going to wish him happy birthday.
I'm not following you, Tom.
Okay, all right. It's your birthday. We was going to send you somebody down there to wish you happy birthday.
Oh.
And Julie needs to tell him, he's Dan, not you. You're gone. Okay? It's a joke, buddy. My God, come on.
You made it too complicated, Tom.
Oh, I know. My God, that's the way I am. It's just like politics. Too complicated.
There you go. Are you enjoying this pretty day?
Anyway, hey, really, happy birthday, my friend.
Tom, thank you very much. I appreciate the birthday wishes.
All right, buddy. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Was I just being dense?
No, I wasn't following either, but sometimes that happens.
Don Duncan, All-American Tire and Auto, just recommended Don Duncan to a listener. Told him, I said, look, they were saying they had a problem. I said, look, you need to go down there and talk to them. They'll figure it out. They will figure it out, and they'll give you a fair price on it. So go to the Car Whisperer. You've had two locations on Madison Avenue, one location on Bell Road, and then the new location in Millbrook. That's where All-American Mike is. That's behind the McDonald's on Highway 14. You guys are loving on them. You're loving the fact that you've got somebody else you can go to instead of the other company that was the only one there. And you're taking advantage of it. You didn't seem to like that. There was only one person there, and they didn't treat you well. But you know that Mike and the team there at Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto, they treat you well. Dan Marshall, we're going to be back right after this. I know.